is Unfiltered, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Sean Salisbury.
All righty, 12:31, ESPN 97.5, John and Sean, along with Dell, being joined right now by the head coach of the University of Houston Cougars, Major Applewhite. And Kirsten's in there doing her Coug sign in there. She loves Major Applewhite.
She's doing somersaults, man.
Yes, you got a big fan in here, Coach.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome in. Man, that was a tough. That one played out, Coach. I don't think anybody saw that coming, the way that one played out with the defenses playing the way they did on Saturday.
Yeah, it was good performance by our defense, and in terms of helping us out while we weren't scoring offensively, and we talked about we held them to half their average, but there's still plays to be made out there, and gave up too many explosive plays, especially in the second half, that were not only some of them were touchdown plays, but just swap field position in such a big way that made a long way for our offense to go, but. Proud of the way they continue to fight. You start the game with a 3-and-out, you end the game with a fourth down stop. Really proud of the way our defense, our players, continue to play hard and give our offense an opportunity to go down there and score 14 points with 7 minutes left. It was difficult. It's tough. Everybody hates it. We're sick of, talking about it. I am now on a Thursday, but, we know what we needed to get better at. We've addressed some of that this week. We're not addressed all of it, but gotten better at most of that, but we still have room to improve today and, obviously, Saturday.
Major, talking to you, and you mentioned it's Thursday, ready to move on, and you're tired of talking about it. I would imagine you've been coaching long enough. I remember talking to Dick Vermeil about a year ago about it and said, the losses, you forget the losses a lot quicker than, the wins a lot quicker than you forget the losses. Is that the case for you? Do you grind over those for the first 48 hours?
Yeah, absolutely. And you continue to, to say that you can completely put the game away is not true, because you learn lessons in that game. So when you learn those lessons, then you come out throughout the week and you address them over and over and over again. And that game serves as a reminder as to why you're addressing these issues. So the emotional part of it, yes. It's gone by Sunday evening. You're done with the emotional side of it, but you're still addressing issues that you didn't, you didn't execute well or you didn't perform well on a Saturday. But when I say I'm sick and tired of talking about it, I don't mean that from the standpoint of, radio interviews and things like that. Just I'm ready to go see our football team go perform and execute the things that we didn't execute last week and give ourselves an opportunity to go win the football game.
When you – boy, I don't know. It ain't all that – it ain't brain surgery, right, Coach? If you can run the football, you're going to be a lot more successful. What happened to the running game, just 110 yards on the ground on Saturday?
We didn't block people very well. We found ourselves in situations where you're second and long. You're trying to get half of it back. You're not encouraged by what you did on first down, so you go to the air on second down trying to get half of that back and get back on schedule and get the third and the medium, third and short. And then if you throw incomplete, you're second and long. And so there's some times there on second and long you need to be able to go stick the ball in there for 4 or 5 yards and go get third and four, third and three, and get a higher conversion rate. And we weren't efficient on first down at all. Our first down efficiency was really good first week. Even though we didn't run the ball as well as we wanted to, our first down efficiency was really good the second week, but we did not get what we needed to on first down in the run game.
Major, tell me, you mentioned first down, and I've been saying this forever. Tell me how crazy I am. And you've played the position, and so did I. You coach it. I've always believed in my mind that first down's more important. They're all important, but first down's more important to me. When I see efficiency on TV and they show third and six, they're 4 out of 9. I want to see first down efficiency and yards per play on first down. To me, that's the most important down in football. How far off am I?
It is. Third down's what keeps you on the field, and it absolutely is important. There's no doubt. You're 100% right, and I get everything that you're saying, and that's what we talk to our players about is, you want to be great on third down, be great on first down. Let's not fool ourselves. Third and 1 to 2 is a hell of a lot easier to convert than third and 9, third and 8, third and 10. And the packages that defenses will present on third and 8 and third and 9 are a lot harder to protect against, a lot harder to throw the ball. You're in an obvious passing situation, but you can find yourselves in third and 3, third and 4. They have to play the run. They have to play the pass. Third and 9, they play the pass. And so it's not very complicated from that standpoint. Be great on first down. You're going to give yourself an opportunity to be better on third down.
You know, it's funny. Major Applewhite with us here on ESPN 97.5. You change inside linebackers or left guards, and nobody even notices, do they? But you, as soon as you bring another quarterback in, you might have a controversy. How much have you been asked about this week?
Been asked about it every time I've been on a phone call or behind a microphone. So that's part of it. And, addressed it with the players. And, I just haven't had mentors who have been through this before as a quarterback. You bring everybody in the room and you just clearly define this is who's going to play for us. The guy who, number one, takes care of the football. Number two, has his eyes in the right place. And if you have your eyes in the right place, most of the time you'll be able to make the play because you'll be able to anticipate. So you have to have your eyes in the right place. And then thirdly, who can move the football? Who can move the football down the field and who can operate their huddle and put people in the right place? Put people on the line of scrimmage, get them widened out, get the back on the other side. Who can operate their huddle, doesn't play in their own little world and just kind of make sure that the offense is operating around them. So, clearly stated that to the players. Talk to the team about it, from the standpoint of two things that we're never going to negotiate is ball security and effort. And you're going to give great effort in this program, and you're going to take care of the football, and you're going to go after the football on defense. And those are two things that anybody in this building can coach, anybody, from the head coach all the way to the ball boy. If you see a guy not tucking the football right, those are two things that are non-negotiable. So just addressing that with the quarterbacks, addressing that this week in practice and letting them understand that you're no different than anybody else. If we find a guy on defense that isn't tackling people or is poor tackler, we're gonna replace him. And if we're not taking care of the football at quarterback, then we're gonna replace you. And am I looking over my shoulder? Yeah, you are. I mean, that's life. It's a production based business, and you've got to go out and play. And we're not asking you to run 4-4, something that you can't do. We're asking you to just simply take care of the ball.
As a guy who lived it, the quarterback back and forth, and I'm not playing or who's playing and all that stuff, I guess. And you said it, communication is a key, especially when now you're the coach.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to get everybody on the same page, and everybody needs to hear the same thing. And when quarterbacks hear different things at different times and different meetings, and and it gets around, locker rooms, and there's different versions of story, it's better to get everybody in there. Everybody hears at one time. Any questions? Nope. Everybody heard it. All right, now repeat back to me what you heard, because I want to make sure what I said is what you heard. Because sometimes that's a different thing when you talk to kids. Sometimes they hear, you don't think I'm a good player. No, I don't say that. I don't think you're a good player. I think you need to take care of the football better. So just handling it that way and having great communication with it and understanding what we've got to go do to go execute and then going out on the field working our tails off to get that done.
Major, is it normal for you and I and you, because you're the head coach, you played quarterback, is it more normal for you to be harder on that position than you – I know your expectations for everybody, but to grind on that position a little more, don't we usually do that because we kind of – oh, man, I know what I'd have done in that situation or what I did do. Like we are on our kids when we're coaching them. Are we a little harder on the quarterback because you played it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no way around that. And high expectations for that position. And that position is going to touch the ball every football play. So, I mean, we've got to make sure that, we understand that, from top down. Hard on quarterback, hard on myself. We're working with the quarterbacks, hard on the quarterback coach, hard on ball security. I mean, everybody's lives and jobs depend on how we take care of the football. It's what wins and loses games. So, yeah, we're going to be real hard on it. And, and you learn your lessons. You learn your lessons. And now, personal story, I mean, 99, we're playing Nebraska in the Big 12 championship game, and I think I had 3 turnovers in that game. And that game stuck with me for 2 years until I got an opportunity to play in a conference championship 2 years later against Colorado. And jogging out on the field, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not doing that again. I'm not doing that again. I did it. It was miserable. It was a horrible ride home from San Antonio. I'm not doing that again. And, sometimes it takes those type of losses and focus to correct them the next time you get into that type of battle. And, everybody's had a bad day at the office. And if you don't learn from it, then that's where the mistake is made.
Major,
we're going to make mistakes.
Good. My man, I am on the same page. I think, Billy being the GM for the Oakland Athletics, he was a rival of mine in high school. We were driving to win a game against them, and the quarterback, me in the center, which was on me, I got to get the ball. Quarterback center exchange inside about the 8-yard line, laid it on the ground. They recovered. We lost the game. And to this day, it still makes me sick. And he still got that one up on me when we talked. But yeah, and I don't remember what else I did in the game, touchdown pass. I do remember that it's my responsibility to to not put the ball on the ground and the quarterback, and it was under center too. And you know how that goes. I screwed that up, and to this day, 30 plus years later, I still grind on it, and it drives me nuts.
It does.
And I'm an idiot. So, but that's okay.
We make mistakes, but we learn. You got to learn by them. You know, you got to learn by your failures. That's simple.
All right, quickly before you go, Temple.
Very tough. That's the first thing that stands off, you know, just jumps off the tape. They play very tough brand of football, very good on defense. Offensively, they run the ball, run. They're going to try to pound you, play action. They've got, you know, they get a reputation that they run the ball so much that they don't talk about some of the talent and the ability outside, and they've got some talent and ability outside. But we've got to be able to stop the run on defense. Offensively, they dare you to throw the football, so we've got to make some plays outside. They have great pass rushers, so we've got to be able to protect and be smart about what we're doing in obvious passing situations. But really good program. I worked with Jeff Collins for a year when I was at Alabama, and you know, just got to know him, and that's what he preaches, is run the ball and play great defense.
Major Applewhite right here every week on ESPN 97.5. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Major, thanks, bud.
There it is. Yes, sir. Major Applewhite.